If you're planning to cut back on alcohol this dry January, Recess Zero Proof Craft Mocktails are the perfect alcohol replacement. Recess has meticulously crafted familiar favorites such as Lime Margarita and Grapefruit Paloma, allowing you to savor the flavors and experience of these cocktails without the alcohol content. Throughout January, my listeners can take advantage of a special offer and get 15% off the Recess Mocktail Sampler Pack at takearecess.com/minimalist. Every can of Recess boasts a lightly sparkling mocktail infused with functional ingredients and a calorie count of 25 or less. It's a guilt-free option for winding down during dry January. Again, whether it's the end of a demanding day, a dinner gathering, or simply a moment to unwind, these mocktails are the perfect choice. You won't miss the alcohol, and you certainly won't miss dealing with a hangover. Get 15% off Recess mocktails now at takearecess.com/minimalist so you can enjoy your favorite cocktails without the consequences. For a lot of my listeners, I feel like they're on a journey to simplify their lives, but they don't want to sacrifice style, which I completely understand, and that's why I was excited to partner with Home Threads. Home Threads is the perfect blend of minimalism and comfort for your home. At HomeThreads.com, you can discover a curated collection of sleek and functional furniture that speaks to the heart of minimalist living, from multifunctional storage to timeless design. They have everything you need to create a clutter-free and serene space for your family. As most of you know, we've recently moved, and I'm not someone to just fill up a room so that it's done and decorated. I wanted to do this with intention, and so I searched out accent chairs on Home Threads and found the perfect mid-century modern chair that really complements my space. So embrace the beauty of less and elevate your home with purposeful pieces. Visit homethreads.com/minimalist and get a code for 15% off your first order. Home Threads, love where you live. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you more about mylifeinabook.com. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions that you choose to ask. And mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. One of the challenges I face with being a minimalist is wanting to be as intentional as possible about the things that I am buying. I do understand that I live in a world where I can't completely avoid purchases. There are birthdays, there are holidays, there are the celebrations. But if I can be more intentional about gift giving, it's so important to me. I've had the experience to gift one to my mom, and being able to gift that to her seemed more significant than something that wasn't as sentimental to her. So if this sounds like a gift that you'd be interested in giving, check out mylifeinabook.com and use code MINIMALIST at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code MINIMALIST for 10% off today. No more stressful trips to the fitting room under fluorescent lights. With Armoire, you get to wear quality pieces without the hassle of adding to your wardrobe or paying designer prices. I'll say, as a busy mom of three, I know the importance of treating myself to something special, and Armoire allows me to prioritize quality over quantity in my wardrobe. Plus, Armoire is woman-founded and woman-led, so you can feel good about supporting a business that empowers women. If you're ready to have your dream closet delivered to your door, try Armoire today. You'll never have to worry about finding the perfect outfit for any occasion again. If you're curious for some of the looks that I've chosen, check out my collaboration highlight on Instagram for a few of my favorite Armoire looks. Looks that you can grab too. So right now my listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/minimalist. That is armoire.style, armoire.style/minimalist to get up to 50% off your first month and never worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today. Hello and welcome to the Minimalist Moms Podcast. Today's episode is a minimalist mantra. The minimalist mantra of the week is a quick 5-minute episode with a phrase that you can think and meditate on throughout the week. This mantra was originally published in my book, Minimalist Moms, Living and Parenting with Simplicity, but I thought as we're headed into the summer months that I'd love to share it with you all. This week's mantra is keep small things small. There are many lessons I've learned in parenthood, but one that sticks out is knowing when to choose my battles. After failing to see this early on, I now realize that I don't have to engage my children's every potentially problematic behavior. Is your son lingering near the giant mud puddle out back? You could choose to combat his innate nature to dive headfirst into the puddle, or you could just go with it, despite having to spend some time hosing him down afterwards. What about the notorious use of words butt and poop, i.e. butthead, poop face? I'm sure a lot of you can relate to the frustration that I felt when a child slings these potty words around while cackling at their usage. I'll still request that the words stop, but it's not the time for me to dig my heels in and yell out consequences, unless they're being slung at the wrong person. In the grand scheme of things, this isn't a hill to die on, you know? When I find myself getting frustrated by inconsequential behaviors, I have to remind myself to keep small things small. If you're like most people, you'll no doubt encounter situations that drain your patience and ability to stay even-tempered. I'd like to suggest that you recognize many of these situations as small things. Oftentimes, in an attempt to find solutions, we find that the cost is more than the actual problem we're trying to solve. Save your time and energy for things that warrant your attention. With parenthood comes a host of behaviors in need of addressing, but we must keep a perspective on the moments needing our full attention and authority. This may require a bit of mindfulness on your part, but recall the question, how much does this really affect my life? How much does this really affect theirs? Pick your battles. Engaging with every minor annoyance will actually have an adverse effect on you. It won't feel empowering. You're often left worse for wear. Consider something as simple as road rage. Do you really feel better after honking and swearing at someone that refused to use a blinker? It's unlikely. Don't sweat the small stuff. Keep small things small. Reducing the time and energy you spend on minor annoyances is an act of minimalism. Think of this practice as decluttering them off your radar. Only give air to things that are important to you or those that will matter in the future. Let me know how you put this week's mantra into practice over on Instagram, Facebook, send me an email, a direct message. I would just love to know if this episode was beneficial to you. And as always, I wish you a lovely week as you think more and do with less.